Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm your host, Allison Klein. Today we're here with Jeff Casaza. Now, Jeff, you work in the server platform group for Intel. What exactly is your position?
I am the technology marketing manager for the QuickPath architecture.
And QuickPath was just recently announced by Intel. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. The QuickPath architecture is the new architecture that stitches together our future products and servers. And really what the QuickPath architecture is, it's this concept of having your memory distributed across the platform and then connected together with these high-speed point-to-point interconnects. You know, there's a very famous textbook by Patterson and Hennessy, and they call this type of machine a distributed shared memory machine or a shared memory architecture. But in more layman's terms, it's really just the idea of spreading the memory across the machine and then stitching it together with some high-speed interconnects.
Is that somewhat like a crossbar switch?
The concept is really to have a point-to-point link, a high-speed link between the different components, whether it's the processors talking to one another, the processor talking to the chipset. It's these point-to-point high-speed links. It's slightly different from a crossbar. It's more of a point-to-point system.
Okay. How does it compare to what Intel has used historically to connect the microprocessor to memory?
Well, in the past, we've used really what we've called the front-side bus, which is a more parallel approach. In the case of our current architecture, it has like a 16-bit data bus or 128-bit data bus, depending on the products you're talking about. These new links are more narrow, and they're higher speed. So you get very, very good bandwidth, but you do it with a narrower pipe as the information is flowing much faster. And this is very good as you're scaling out into the future. We can ramp the speeds of these pipes much faster.
So is this like the transition between PCI and PCI Express and the I.O. bus, moving from a parallel interface to a serial interface?
That's a very good analogy, yes. Going from a parallel to a more narrow focused, I won't say serial in the sense that it doesn't necessarily go across one bit at a time. It does go across multiple lanes in parallel, but it's a much narrower vehicle than the wider front-side bus.
What's the key benefit in moving to this architecture?
There's a couple benefits, really. I mean, one is we get phenomenal bandwidth through this new interconnect itself, the QuickPath interconnect. And this bandwidth is really important as we move to our new Nehalem microarchitecture.
Now, we've been talking a lot about Penryn on ChipChat. You just mentioned Nehalem. Nehalem is coming out in what time frame, and how does it relate to Penryn?
So Nehalem is the follow-on to Penryn. So Penryn brought out our new process technology, our 45-nanometer process technology. We're going to follow that with a new microarchitecture on that new process technology, and that's going to be called Nehalem. Nehalem products will be coming out in 2008.
Okay, so this is just part of that TikTok model that Intel's been talking about for a while.
Exactly, yeah.
And QuickPath, obviously, is first focused in server. Are we expecting this to translate across market segments, or is this primarily a server-focused technology?
It has a heavy focus in the server market segment because the server products have a very common approach of having multiple processor sockets in a single system. You'll have a platform with two processors or four processors, and there are machines that are built much bigger. And so this high bandwidth interconnect is really useful in that realm. It does, though, have a cousin in the high-end desktop where there's a high-bandwidth interconnect that's needed to the chipset. And so you'll see some use of the QuickPath interconnect in the high-end desktop space.
And what does it take to bring this technology to market? What does Intel have to do with the industry to enable full solution capability with this?
Well, Intel's worked with a number of different parties from getting the silicon ready, from people actually developing the silicon, having the capability to run these high bit rates to achieve this great bandwidth. So we help the vendors design those high-speed connections. We work also with the test vendor companies to help them enable their test equipment and their tools so that as people design with this new technology, there's tools available to them to help in that process of putting the systems together and debugging them so that highly reliable systems can be brought to market. So we work with a number of players in different parts of the ecosystem so we can all come out with good products at the same time.
Now, Intel's talked a lot about licensing its frontside bus much more widely recently than it has historically. Do we expect the same type of an approach to licensing QuickPath for new usage models like accelerators?
Very much so. You saw this at IDF with the different vendors that have announced interest in the QuickPath Interconnect. There's a breadth of different vendors, from people that are designing high-end servers and silicon around it, as well as, you know, people doing more accelerator-type work. And although we expect the vast majority of accelerators to really attach through the PCI Express, especially as it moves forward in Gen 2 and then the recently announced Gen 3, but there is a small segment that needs to be closely coupled to the processor, and so we want to license that innovation on the Intel platform and allow them to do that.
And finally, you're just disclosing QuickPath in the third quarter of 2007, and products are coming out in 2008. Is this real, or is this just something on PowerPoint?
Oh, it's absolutely real. We did demos at the recent IDF. We saw the Nehalem systems running, and for a Nehalem system run, the QuickPath interconnect and QuickPath memory controller and the whole architecture needs to be functioning properly. So it is real, and we'll see real production systems next year.
Thanks for joining us this week, Jeff.
Thanks, Allison, and see you again soon.
Today we were joined by Jeff Casaza at Intel. Tune in next week for another edition of Chip Chat.